Aus Liebe zur Musik, der Schmitz Hi-Fi Podcast.
Hallo Peter.
Guten Morgen, lieber Christian.
Eine wirklich spannende, aufregende Folge erwartet uns.
Oh ja.
Und zwar?
Heute ist Herr Takaya Inokuma da, seines Zeichens Direktor des Produktmanagements von Akkuface.
Ja, ja.
Super spannend.
Wir haben ein bisschen was vorbereitet, weil dieser Podcast wird in Englisch erfolgen.
Ja.
Und deswegen gibt es diesmal so ein paar statische Elemente, an denen sich natürlich auch unser Gast entlanghangeln kann. Von daher einmal eine deutsche Einleitung und dann natürlich das Ganze auch auf Englisch. Wir werden das Ganze mit deutschen und englischen Untertiteln versehen.
Genau.
Und über YouTube ausspielen.
Ja, also wenn ihr da draußen sehr gut Englisch könnt und unseren Akzent versteht, könnt ihr natürlich gerne weiter als Podcast hören. Wenn ihr es nicht ganz versteht, entweder uns oder den werten Kollegen, dann könnt ihr einfach bei YouTube schauen und die Subtitles, die Untertitel aktivieren in Deutsch oder Englisch.
Genau.
Und dann wünschen wir euch jetzt viel Spaß mit dem Podcast.
Jawohl.
Hello everybody, nice of you to tune in again.
We have prepared an extraordinary episode. Today's guest, Mr. Takaya Inokuma, is Director of Product of the Accuface brand.
He has traveled all the way from Japan to talk to us about the history, philosophy and technology of the legendary golden devices.
As our Japanese is not the best, we will broadcast this episode in English.
We would like to apologize in advance for our accent.
For all of those who cannot understand us, we would like to point out that this time you can not only see the picture to the sound of this episode on YouTube, but also have both English and German subtitles displayed.
We would like to take this opportunity to express our special thanks to the German distributor of the Accuface brand, the company PIA, was a great supporter with their whole team to achieve this meeting. Thank you very much for that. And now, have fun
with the podcast. Hello, warm welcome and konnichiwa, Takaya.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for visiting us.
Yeah, yes. I'm very happy to be here.
First of all, we want to say thank you for you and being our guest at our podcast. For many years, Accuface is one of our most loved brands, and we are very proud to talk to you today.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
you.
And we wanted to say a big thank you to PIA, the company who's the importer of Accuface in Germany since decades. And if you look at us on YouTube, you can see in the background some products, and I want to spell them. There is the biggest preamplifier, the 3900 in the back, and you can see the DP and the DC1000 CD transport and digital analog converter, the DG68 room correction equalizer, and two P7500 bridged amplifiers. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. It's we listened to them with the MBL 101, and it's a great hi-fi setup.
But go back in the history, we want to start with the founding of Accuface.
Okay.
Can you tell us something about that?
Okay. Accuface was founded in 1972 by Kasuga brothers, Nakaichi Kasuga and Jiro Kasuga. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Jiro was the person who founded the trio Kenwood in 1946. They left the company, trio Kenwood, and founded the Accuface, actually the Kensonic Laboratory at the time.
Long time ago,
very, very long time ago. In those days, actually, in Japan, the market is very confusing because the audio is booming at that time.
Yeah.
Okay, and many manufacturers, big manufacturers like Panasonic, Hitachi, Toshiba, all such kind of manufacturers produce the audio thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but actually there was no high-end audio there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
To compete internationally, actually, like Macintosh or something. So, and Trio came with, was also like that. Okay, so actually the market was to compete.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they started to chase the profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's too much compete. So, the quality go down.
Yeah. Okay.
They chase quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not quality.
Yeah.
So it's all about the money, or a bit more about the money, and a bit less about the sound quality.
Yeah. You're right. Mm-hmm. So Kasuga brothers left the company and tried to found a new company, which their dream.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
they make their dream come true. Okay, I mean the company which focus on high end audio.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you still do.
Yeah, that is a Kansony.
Mm. Okay. Right.
And the first products which came to the market were the P300, I think.
Yes. Yes.
P300.
Yes, P300, C200, and T100 tuner. Preamp, power amp. Well, their first model, mm-hmm. actually, under the name of Kansonic Laboratory. Acquis was. At that time, Acquis was a serious name of their products. Okay, so for example, P300's front panel says that Kansonic Laboratory Stereo Power Amplifier, Acuphase P300.
Long name.
Yeah, very long name. So,
you need a big faceplate.
Yes, that actually the reputation of the name of Kansonic was not so good. Ken. People say that Kansonic, imagine the Kenwood.
Yeah, okay.
The DNA of Kenwood was transporting to Kansonic.
Yes, as though they left the company.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
So it was too close.
Yeah, too close.
Mm.
On the other hand, Acuphase, the series name Acuphase, it's very, very good name. Acuphase is very unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and
Does it stand for?
It stands for accurate phase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Phase is a very, very important factor for audio technology.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
yeah.
Accurate. So accurate phase is very unique, and the sound is
perfect
also
match. Yeah.
Yes.
One name. Yeah.
yeah. So they decided to change the company name to Acuphase,
mm-hmm.
in 1984.
So the first integrated amplifier
was E202 coming out 1974.
So it was Kansonic 2?
Yeah. And the name of Kansonic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Mm.
Didn't knew that?
No. Me too. you have a slogan, enrich life through technology.
Mm-hmm.
That is your brand slogan, I think.
Yeah.
And what does it stand for?
Yes, actually, the Jiro Kasuga was a literature genius. So they use this copy from the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so enrich life is very important because they said that... Acuphase is an engineering group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And they are focusing, we are focusing on not only the performance, not only sound quality, but also everything, design, reliability,
mm-hmm.
safety, of course, performance.
Yeah.
Also, these should be well balanced.
Okay. Okay.
This is the high end audio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like a music instrument, okay, we want to produce each model's kind of a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and if we can make it, okay, the not only the sound but also the appearance and touch feelings,
yeah.
This should make the people enrich life. Oh, okay,
So the whole thing is about to make it better, to make a good feeling, to use it, and the long term use usability.
Yeah, these are very very important for quality products.
Yeah,
it's just an audio, but also high end audio must be good like that.
If you open one of these pieces and you look inside, so the same as the outside. It looks perfect.
Thank you very much. We are good at. You're passionate to make details.
It is.
This is also very important. Even nobody opened them.
Normally,
better not to do that. But even if the such kind of space, we should passionate to make that, and we want to make everything perfect.
That's because the name Equiphase is a promise for longevity and a quality assurance, and it's all about a long customer satisfaction, and it's you use very long life cycle, so you not bring an amplifier year over year new in the market, but you let it on the market for four or 5 years, and why do you do that? How it comes that?
Important thing is that once customer get an Equiphase product, we want them to use our products for a long, long time. Sometimes, because the quality product, Equiphase product is a bit expensive. So some people try to keep the money for a long, long time and buy it and put a memory on that. After using. So even if it broke, if you keep maintain the product, this must be used more for more long time. This is one of our principles. So we try to make unbreakable products. Even if it's broken, they're easy to repair. Or easy to maintenance. Easy to produce also. This is our one of our philosophies. So
In Germany, we are the PIA is the service partner also for Equiphase, and it works very fine. I mean, we don't have much problems with your products, but even if there's something to be repaired, then we send it to the PIA and it's fixed in a few days.
Also, I really appreciate Pierre. We have a very, very long relationship with Pierre. They totally understand our philosophy. They totally understand our products. They totally understand the way of us. So, they are very, very, very good distributor for dealer, for customer, for Equiphase as well. This is very trustful.
So it goes hand in hand with focusing on your core competences in developing, instead of going to products that are not in focus, like loudspeakers, turntables, or something like that. So you have a product range that is really focused. So you have amplifiers, pre-amplifiers, something like that, and you not get lost in collecting other things to your company. So it's very, very focused. I like that.
Yeah, thank you. We are electronics manufacturers. We can make a turntable or something. We want to do. We want to everything. We want to make everything by ourselves.
Yes.
So if we try to make a turntable, for example, that needs a lot of knowledge to make a turntable. We cannot handle that technique. I mean, we need somebody's help to make that. even if we tried that. Mm. Okay, so we don't want to do that. Mm. Okay, so...
Is that the answer of the most frequently asked question about what's about a streaming client?
Okay.
Streaming customers are asking that since long years.
Yeah. I know that question. I answer this repeatedly every time. Yeah, but I'm sorry for answering same. but actually, at this moment, Arquest does not make streamer because at this moment, streamer is too much computer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you and nobody knows after 5 years mm-hmm. which platform will survive.
Yes.
And, well, which service will survive. Okay. Nobody knows. Okay. Once Arquest dive into the world, mm-hmm. we need to continue to produce. We need to follow, mm-hmm. continue for customers.
Support.
Support. Okay. So we cannot not imagine
mm-hmm.
at this moment. So we cannot make that. This is too much computer. If the OS update, we need to update software.
Mm.
Okay, software is okay. But if platform change,
that's not a no.
No. At this moment, but of course, we are studying and evaluating. Yeah. Okay, we are about to ready for that if the timing is coming. So,
okay.
Yeah, but not now.
So at the moment we have to use streaming bridges and use your wonderful DACs, so digital and analog converters and everything's
fine. Yeah, so the best solution I suggest you is that please use the good streamer around the world and connect that to Arquest DAC. Okay, the important point of the sound quality is that DAC or analog part, you know. Mm. Mm, so... use the computer, use it as you like, and connect to Arquest DAC. It's the best solution at this moment, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Talking about digital analog converters, you also build CD players which can play the SA CD, so the Super Audio CD.
Mm-hmm.
In Germany, year over year, there are less SA CDs coming to the market.
Yeah,
we're a bit sad about that, but that's the point. I wanted to ask you, what's it about in Japan?
In Japan is a special market,
okay.
A very unique market. People still listen to the CD, SACD still. And in Japan, every year, about 1 billion pieces of CD
really?
Coming out. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, so
okay. Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. So, and even the world, okay, people start to use a streamer, not CD, but they have many collection of CD. Okay, they don't throw away CD.
Mm-hmm.
So we think that they need CD or SACD player still at least 10 more years, 20 more years.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know, but... but we need to keep on producing new SACD or CD player. Yeah,
yeah, but we are fine with that. I mean, the DP770, for example, is a great SACD player.
Mm-hmm.
And there are not so many companies left who are working so hard on the CD players
level,
at the moment, because much of them have left the path and just go for streaming.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great.
Yes, no, yeah, but Arquest is not.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, once we step in, we don't quit.
Yeah.
As possible. So we try to keep continue for audiophile to produce a CD or SACD player as possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you look behind us, we see one color is your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It's gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in history it wasn't always gold. So, what was the decision to go to this color?
This color is our kind of identity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So This is very important because this color color, we call it champagne gold. Mm-hmm. This is very, this color is very difficult to manage. Difficult to manage the tolerance of the color.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so not many manufacturers realize this color, I guess.
Yeah,
this can be our identity.
From, so it's unique.
Yeah, very unique, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so from the beginning, even the P300, the C200, like, that is like, you know, silver color.
It was silver,
actually, that is not silver. That is a very, very pale gold.
Okay.
Yeah, so from from the beginning, Aquarius is trying to realize a very beautiful gold color.
Yeah.
Okay, and this can be our identity now.
So mm-hmm. you're not planning to do the next, Screamer. I don't know,
no.
E, X, Y in green. No. Black.
No, but you know, we Aquifes produce one time black panel model.
Yeah. 206,
yeah.
I think.
Right. Yeah, but the reputation was very, very bad.
Nah.
Yeah, they say it's a crow black.
Crazy.
Yeah, crow black. Okay. And then we thought that is not Aquifes like. It's just normal.
So black like the others.
Yes, right. So we quit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you think if Macintosh make a gold color panel?
No, you're right.
Yeah. It's strange, right?
Yeah, it's strange, yeah.
Yeah, same. So
there's something true.
Mm-hmm.
And So the next part we want to talk to you about the technologies you're using and which are making your sound so special.
Mm-hmm.
And so, first question there is about the Vari gain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
the big topic of technology from Aquiphase.
Some of the biggest features or most important features, I think, on your preamplifiers and your integrated amplifiers.
Uh-huh.
So it's called AAVA. It stands for Aquiphase Analog Vari Gain Amplifier, I think.
Yes. Good.
Yeah,
and when does it appear on the market? Do you know that? Which was the first product?
Was C2800.
Okay.
2800. Oh. Yeah, released in 2002.
Right. Can you explain what it means, a Vari gain?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Until that, the volume controller attenuator is the most difficult part to reduce noise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Reducing noise is very, very important to realize the audio or realize the music emotion or everything about audio. So we also, Aquiphase had been trying to reduce noise as possible from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we use many kinds of attenuator on C200 and everything. But the last volume was the totally good volume, but they use attenuator, which installed on C2900V, the last model of using attenuator.
Okay.
Yeah. But
it was a big one, I think. Huh?
Yeah, big one.
Yeah.
Big one. Okay. The manufacturer of the, that was a custom made volume. The manufacturer stopped. To produce. They say, it's impossible to make this anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
I think there was a written Aquiphase on the attenuator.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But it was a Japanese brand, I think, who made it?
Panasonic, actually.
So it was.
Custom made. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that one is very, very good. Yeah. But still, they use attenuator. Attenuator is... actually, they could reduce the noise, but they could make the noise zero because attenuator use a register, carbon register. Register itself make a noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So even though it's a very low, the noise level is very low, they still have some noise. Okay. The amplifier amplifies the noise and it masks the information of the music.
Mm-hmm.
So the company stopped produce that volume attenuator for us. So we thought, this is we will never give up. So we try to make ourselves. Okay, as I say, we are electric company, so we try to start to evaluate the volume control system, which does not use a register.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, this is AAVA. We invented the AAVA in 2002.
Okay.
That was no register in that circuit. Okay. The signal is converted to a current. Okay. And there's a small amplifier in that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And to switch and combine that small amplifiers, and that makes that control the volume. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a AAVA. So the point of AAVA is that the noise is almost zero, very, very low, actually. Even the volume is maximum, minimum, middle is the same.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Almost the same noise level, very, very low. Okay, this is a point. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and it's very, the channels are very the same. The right and left channel, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It goes
down there. With a resistor. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So focus are very precise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. And noise is very low. Okay. That made it totally different.
Yeah.
And it's not getting old like the old intonator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no dust in it or something.
So reliability is also improved after 10, 20 years. Mm. No noise come out from the alternator because it consists of a semiconductor.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. The next big thing is the amplifier technology you used to build in the pieces of amplifier.
Okay.
And you have a class AB and class A.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference? Can you tell us this?
actually, the first model of using class A operation was the P260.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. P260 coming out in 1978.
Ooh, okay,
he's good. Yeah, yeah. That amplifier was the class AB amplifier, but that is switchable. Switchable. Okay. Uh-huh. Well,
okay.
Yeah. Once
okay.
we press the button, actually, the turn the change.
Yeah.
Change operation.
Okay.
Okay. The amplifier works as
with a volume, or you have a bottom.
Actually, rotary switch.
Rotary switch.
Okay.
Yeah, like that. Mm. Okay, that one class AB 130-watt output amplifier, and if you change to a class A mode, that can be 30-watt class A amplifier at the time. Okay,
right.
But the output device.
Good.
Yeah. Output device. Is MOS FET. Not bipolar.
Okay.
We always use a bipolar transistor for class AB amplifier and MOSFET for class amplifier.
But until today, I think.
Yeah, today.
Yeah.
P260 also featured MOS FET at the time. Yeah, so. And the difference, actually, we don't separate the sound difference between class A and class AB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's some point, different point to make the sound different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably output device is one of the very big factor.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. As I say, class A use MOSFET, class AB use a bipolar transistor for the output device. Mm, so the components is a big difference.
Mm. Mm. What is your favorite?
Do you have a favorite between the two?
I love class AV actually. Yeah, but sometimes for music, like when I feel relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love class A sound.
Yeah.
So it's a bit more smooth.
Yes.
I think if it's not too loud.
Yeah, you're right. Yes.
Yeah. So if the speaker and the amplifier is matching, a good match, then the A is good, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So next question is, what does the planning, development and realization of a new product look like? The question is because we have talked about many amplifiers and you hear every difference between the steps from the amplifier, from the entry to the top of the level. Mm-hmm. So how do you make it this way?
In terms of sound quality, we don't separate the sound quality. Okay, I mean, even though the new model is an entry-level model, mm-hmm. okay, every time we check sound quality with our reference model. Like now, we have A300, the C3900 oh, okay. as a reference model. So we check that sound with that reference first of all.
Okay.
Of course.
That's a hard match.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And all tests is done by blind test.
Okay.
So when we check that, we don't know which one is the reference, which one is the new model. Even though it's a low-end model. I don't say low-end, standard model.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Like, for example, first of all, the designer, the person in charge of the model, bring me the new model and ask me to check the sound. let's start to check it out. Mm-hmm. Okay, they set it up, mm-hmm. and check. But I don't know which one is mm-hmm. the new model, which one's a reference model. So after really good, I check the sound, I need to set up any, the A sound is better than B sound because basically something like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, and after that, it's opened. If the sound is totally okay level, and the new model mm-hmm. was A, let's go with this sound. This sound makes perfect sound as mm-hmm. For example, E280, entry grass level sound. And if the sound determined at this moment, then I bring the new model to the director's team. They gather at the same place mm-hmm. and they test it again by blind test.
How many people are there?
We have six directors, including me. I'm a Czech person, so without me, five directors check the sound.
They all listen to it blind.
All tests are done by blind. So even the director don't know which one is a reference, which one is a new model. After that, if the director, three directors says B is okay, B, mm-hmm. I prefer B. And to the director, I prefer A, mm-hmm. Because something like that. Open it up. If the A is a new model, the test is finished. I'm so sorry. I take this new model back to the engineering and go back and ask the person in charge, come here. You failed. You failed to do it all again.
And he's never seen again. He's lost it. He's never seen again.
do it again. And after that, if director team said, yes, I prefer B. For example, all directors prefer B because this is, which one, they don't know which one is a reference. Mm-hmm. The sound level is the same. B must be better mm-hmm. for entry class level amplifier. And then if the B is a new model, mm-hmm.
And it's good.
That's good. Next check. Is we bring this new model to the marketing guys, mm-hmm. And check the sound again mm-hmm. by blind test. We have eight marketing guys. Yeah.
And all of them have to listen?
Yeah, have to listen to that.
Whoa.
We need their acceptance. So, mm-hmm. And after that, if the people accept the sound for new model, get the sound, get the new model come out mm-hmm. into the market. This is the Arcviz way. We don't check the sound with another manufacturer's
amplifier. You don't compare with the other brands?
No, never.
Okay.
If we compare it, we have to think something. If everybody says the money others is better than new model. Of course, the old test done by blind test. Okay, this would not be the accurate sound. We probably take a wrong way. So we don't want that. Everything is we do by ourselves. Okay, we compete the sound with Arcface.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we want to improve the sound also. We want to improve.
Okay, and you're doing that since I think 50 years or so, because there has been your 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
And to that anniversary, you released a lot of new products, like the biggest Class A amplifier you ever built, the E800, or the DPDC-1000 standing behind us. What's about these products? How did you celebrate in Japan this anniversary? And what's the reason why they didn't... Launched at the same year, so the anniversary year. I think when was it? 2022?
Yeah, 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we celebrated. We celebrated 50th anniversary 2002 by having just a piece of cake. just a checkpoint. And of course, our company is very small, so we cannot make this kind of anniversary model at the same time. So we prepared for these models before 2 years. Two years before anniversary. So we E800 is coming out on 2020.
That was the first product,
First product. And after that, we... produce C3900, and DPDC-1000, the E5000, and something like that. We needed 4 years to complete this.
For the big party.
Big party.
Long party. 4 year party.
So 50 year anniversary is just a checkpoint. It's just like, nothing special. So
but they sound special, in our opinion. So the biggest amplifiers are so awesome. The E800, when it came to the market, was a very big step. I mean, compared to the E650, which was on the market then. It was a big step.
And
the E5000 is such a great and powerful amplifier. And so flexible with speakers to use. It's great.
And you said you have to celebrate 4 years because of not bringing all the products at the same time on the market. How many employees do you have? In,
Now we have 82 employees. And 50 years ago, in 1973, the employees were about 70. Most the same. We have a philosophy that we don't expand our company size. Have to keep it. Product quantity is also limited.
Yes, it is.
Okay. We can make just 25 products a day. It means that 500 a month. It means that 6,000 a year. This is our limit production quantity. So sometimes, for example, during the COVID time, the production line have not stopped actually, but demand was too high because of the stay home. We're trying to keep the product date, production date. Actually, we have never stopped the production line. So,
but that's the reason why our customers have to wait sometimes about 1 to 3 months, maybe longer to get your product.
Yes, I apologize to wait for a customer and dealer also. But because of we didn't stop the production schedule, we can forecast when the customer get this product, when it get ordered. Mm-hmm. Okay, so probably a customer can't wait the day because they knew the day they got the product. So this was lucky for us.
I mean, it is a good reason to wait for a Eqfest amplifier.
Every time.
Oh. Yeah, it's okay, it's okay.
Thank you very much. Great to hear you.
Okay, I think...
So, we're at the end of the podcast.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the podcast, each guest and we two have to name a song or a piece of music that means something to us in personal. Personally, or which sounds very good, or for example, do you have a suggestion?
Bring one CD. Okay, this is a song named Sakura. This is a Japanese pop song.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so Sakura is very special for we Japanese.
Okay,
because in Sakura season, cherry blossom season, I mean, in March, April.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. We Japanese have a many life event.
Yeah.
Which is like graduate from school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moved somewhere. Mm-hmm. Start a new life.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to say goodbye to old friend. We say hello to a new friend.
Okay.
Okay. Every time when I see the photo, the sakura is every time behind me. Yeah, this is very impressive. And Sakura is very good. I think this is like audio, okay? Sakura cannot be a main featured object, right?
Yeah, sure.
But this can, Sakura can enrich our lives.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. So okay.
we will link the song in the show notes so everyone can
listen to it.
Yes.
Put it on our playlist. We've got playlists.
Title and Kubus.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you can listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
My song today is is Dance with Somebody from Mando Diao, and the version is the version of the MTV Unplugged.
Okay.
Because I just played it on the guitar and on the saxophone also, and I like it. And yeah, that's my song for today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I have heard a song yesterday on Roon Radio.
Yeah.
And I have to Shazam it. So it was La Couleur, Elbows of the Land from Cam Neslin and Anthony Joseph.
We read it in the show notes.
Yes, we will.
Great. We want to say a big, big thank you for coming.
It's okay. It was a pleasure for us, to have you here.
Yeah, it was nice. And maybe we'll see us again at Japan any time.
Oh, great. Yeah, we will come.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Have a good time here in Germany and... good journey back.
I will.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.